Albert says it like this in Tzimin Tov Reishad the Ketiv Beis. In ordinary year, Chia Mishta V'Simcha Tzach V'Shnei Yosh Yudal V'Tezvah V'Chein Agus. The meaning is that we should have a seems Mishta V'Simcha Tzach V'Shnei Hayagus. There's a medrash in Rus Rabba, very, very eye-opening medrash. The Minchas Elazar. The Minchas Elazar is one of the svarim that speaks a lot about Shushan Purim. That's what our shir is going to focus on, Shushan Purim on an ordinary year. And then we're going to see what Shushan Purim means to each one of us now that in Eretz Yisrael, just my son just sent me just looking at what Eretz Yisrael looks like today, the regular Purim today, everyone's dressed up and everyone's drinking and having the Sudas Purim. What does it mean to each one of us? First, we're going to learn that this is the order of this year. We're going to first learn about the ordinary Shushan Purim. We'll see the need on a regular Shushan Purim based on the Midrashim to celebrate. And then we're going to see if we have any reason today to celebrate also now that we are finished with our Purim and our Shushan Purim, which was yesterday. It says the Medrash like this, Medrash, Rus Rabbah, Parasha Dalet, Simen Hei. Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem of Shmar Ba'Yitzuk. Ma also Mordechai v'Esther. What did Mordechai and Esther do? Kisul Igaris Sholtul Kolbenegol. They sent out Ba'amar. Mekabel Matem Aleichem Lias. We want you to be Mekabel on yourselves. Oysim Shnei Hayamim Ha'elu. To make 2 days. Oysim Shnei Hayamim Ha'elu. Sholchu V'Amru. They said, like Dayenu Tzaris of Sholchaman. It's not enough that we had all the Tzaris of Elishatim Ha'chmichin alive. You're bothering us. Lasei Shnei Yamim Ha'elu. To make 2 days. So they're complaining. They're saying, we can't be bothered. It seems that what was the original intent of Mordechai and Esther? That they should be matshriach. They wanted us to have a sudas purim, which is a chercha. Imagine that. You have to have 2 days of sudas purim. Chercha. That was a chercha. For us, we enjoy a suda. But the Medrash says that there's an inyan of so let's look at the Nemuk Erechaim. Nemuk Erechaim is the Minchas Elazar Sefer on Halacha. If it's like all these paiskin that hold that Shushan Purim is only, it's only Nageh regarding Hesped Tainas or Tachman in Cain, what's the Terech? Why would Kali so complain? It's nothing to complain about. Ma'al Terech Hashem, Rakhisa Hesped the Tainas. Seems from the Medrash that the original intent of Mordechai and Esther was that we should have 2 days of Mishta V'Simcha, and that is the original intent of Mordechai and Esther. There is a could be. He says Shat Matrich and Aleinu last Mishnah. Maybe you're right. But they, to them was such a terrible, it could be, but to them was a big terrible. There is an Arizal in Shara Kavanah. Shara Kavanah, he writes, and it's brought down from other Paiskin too. I want to read you the Lashon of the Arizal. It was naive even on both days to give Matanas of Yainim, and it seems Shalach Lanas too. He lived outside Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz. Why? Because it's fake of the Ayma. So we have an additional reason for Shushan Purim because it's a fake of the Ayma. We're in Chutz Laaretz. Shaila is when they, how long it took to find out. Most say that it took 22 days to find out because Pesach, they also keep 2 days fake of the Ayma. Arizal says because it's fake of the Ayma, you should keep 2 days. Upashit, and he calls him to the Gambian base. Says Kevin the Mishloach Manas Matzalz in a Hemet Tefillin. If he gave Mishloach Manas Matzalz Eivan, for sure he had a Suda, and he says I already wrote about this in Minchas Elazar. Is that Okid Vareinu to explain the Mordechai? Why don't we carry the Megillah B'Tezvav? Mordechai asks, why don't we read the Megillah on Tezvav for the sake of the Yomer? The Mordechai asks the question. It's only because of Layaver. Layaver means we can't go past the days, whether it's the Yudalar or Tezvav, even Shikas of Aran. Once the Ran, we're going to learn the Ran shortly, that when it comes to Mishta V'Simcha today in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, they are having a Sudas for Ay Lo Yavar. They went past the Zman of Tezvav. Zira Aleph and Tezvav, they're now, today is already Tezayim. Says the Ran, no, there's no layavar on Mishta v'Simcha. There's a layavar on Mikra Megillah. That's why in Eretz Yisrael they read it on Friday. So according to the, we have two reasons why a regular Shushan Purim again is an inyan of being a part of a Mishta v'Simcha, making a Mishta v'Simcha, either because that was the original intent of Mordechai and Esther, or because of Sveika the Yoma. So why? So today, let's just talk about an ordinary Shushan Purim. Why don't we do like Arizal, Mishloach Mana? It's also Machanas Rebbeinu. Sveika the Yoma. You want to be Machmer? You should go ahead and do. You should do it on both days. Comes along the Minchas Elazar, the statement Mordechai Chaim. He says Azoy Matanas of Yoinim. It's tzedakah, it's a safek, because it's fake of the ayimah. Let's say I'm not going to give tzedakah. So not everything, but you can hold on to it. No, I don't have it. Tzedakah to aniyim. It's fake, we want to have a share. It's safek when it comes to tzedakah, to safek moment. I might say, make a barrel of a raya. Let the aniyim prove to me that today there's an aniyim that's giving tzedakah. Prove it to me, I don't have to give the tzedakah. So the Minchas Lada says, it's fake of the ayimah. You give tzedakah on a fake of the ayimah, you don't have to. What about Mishloach Manos? Why don't we have to give on an ordinary Shushan Purim Mishloach Manos? Some learned that the suit itself is Mishloach Manos. That's what Tamara says. Machalpi Sudasa. If you're inviting someone to your Suda, so you'll give them, you're giving them the Suda. That's also Mishloach Manos. You can kind of both have people come to your Suda on a Shushan Purim. You're able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Mishloach Manos. Matanos of Yen, you want, you definitely can give. And Sudas Purim, you are going to have Sudas Purim. That is how the Minchas Elazar learns up the need to celebrate 2 days. Let's learn the Mechaber regarding a year like this year. And we're going to see a Chiddush Gadol, Mashal Chachma, and others, Mashal Shtambach, what today needs to all of us. It says the Mechaber like this, Tof Reif Pei Chesed Vav, Yoyim Chamish Rosh Hashkali Yes B'Shabbos, this year, Ein Karnas Megillah Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. El, like the Gemara says, might come to carry. El, Makdim LeKreis on Shabbos. You read the Megillah on Friday, which is what they did. The guys in Ma'is Matanos LeKaniim, they collected Matanos LeKaniim. Michal can raise it by Beyond. Collected it on Friday. That's in Chavah Shita. Ubiyayim Shabbos and Mitzim Shtei Svar. They took out the two Svar. They read the Kriya of Purim. Ubiyayim Karmei Yavei Amalek. Ba'ayim Rimen, they said Al Nisim. They did say Al Nisim yesterday. When do you make the Sudas Purim? Today. The Chaber is going to be following the Yishalmi. Let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says like this, Damina B'Yishalmi, that you cannot have a Suda on Shabbos because it's not going to be Nikah that it's a Sudas Purim. Let's learn the Yishalmi. You may Mishnah Kasav as Shesim Chasav to the Belgian. The author is there. Shesim Chasav Le Shemayim. Shabbos needs to have its own Suda. Purim is going to be an additional Suda. And therefore, we cannot have two Sudas on the same day. For the Memelas, and for the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Mishnah Berurah Shita, not everybody holds like this. Shiyishlach Manas Gambi Yomach B'Shal. You have to send Shalach Manas on Saturday. Shalach Manas has to do with Sudas Purim. I'm sending you the food to use for the Suda. And that's the Shita of the Yerushalmi. So we, the Mechaber is Tasna Yerushalmi. I'm from the Mishnah Berurah, but he brings from the Mar Al Chaviv. Like, yes, no, that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. Ain't a Saber King. The Daita and the Babli holds that the Tzuda of Purim is on Shabbos. Also came mice, and they did that in Yerushalayim. Oh, what about Shalach Manas? According to the Babli, the Vida Maral Chaviv, Purim is not today in Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing today. What about Shalach Manas? Also on Shabbos. Manas are the Tzuda. Someone asked me, oh, but you can't give presents on Shabbos? When there's a mitzvah, when there's a neat word, if it's a mitzvah and it's for the Tzuda, you can give manas. Also, I don't want to go into Mishloach Manas yet. Is that to be yours? Is that to be theirs? Are you looking out the gift? Did that to be kind? They know about it. We already had shiurim about that in the past. But you can give Mishloach Manas on Shabbos. So again, according to Mar Al Chaviv, when was Purim? Purim was yesterday in Eretz Yisrael. That was the Shushan Purim. Today is nothing. The feed that she do. Feed the Yishami. Yeah, the counting's not a problem anyway, right?
We don't live on Shabbos.
Megillah, the Gemara says, you're going to have questions to the Rav, you're going to not know how to read the Megillah. It was more of a concern. But with the Manas, anyway, you have to remember, if I invite you to the meal, you're not carrying anyway. I could be Yitzhak Shalach Manas by just coming to my meal. I give you the food, They didn't make Xer over there.
This is only the old city, right? The whole Yerushalayim is Friday, really, was burned, right?
No.
It's a world city.
Like Ramada Shkol, in theory, celebrates today.
They're not part of Yerushalayim. But remember, going back to Yeshua, I'm not going to school now.
Yeshua, what's the event was on the other side of Har Bayis, where it is today.
Right. There were no city. I don't know what was there, but they're completely. They're inside. They're considered inside the walls of Yish, whatever the walls were. They knew that this is all. But Shemesh is not. Those cities are not. The comes along. Let's see the Magen Avraham. Once we look with the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Magen Avraham, and let's just see the other place here. So we have. We have the Shita of the Maral Chaviv. Magen Avraham brings down the Yerushalmi, B'shem Arut, the Kasa Rif, Arash, B'shem Yerushalmi. We just said. Yesh Lassisudu. I'm sorry, let me go back a step bit. But I want to show the islanders. We're going to go to Hilchus Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. This, in 2 weeks, Rosh Chodesh, sorry, last Rosh Chodesh ended up on a Shabbos. Next Rosh Chodesh on Sunday. What, you have to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh, but it's Shabbos. We just said that you can't have a double, you can't have two reasons for a suda. It's either Shabbos or it's going to be Purim. Let's go to Hilchus Rosh Chodesh and see what the halach is when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Comes the Rif and the Rosh, they also bring the Yisham. Shem Chau Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. Yeah, what should you do for Suda's Rosh Chodesh? Yishlash the suda, be'echa b'Shabbos, Sunday, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. You pushed off the Rosh Chodesh meal a day after Rosh Chodesh. Why? The B'Shabbos ain't it, because Shem Rosh Chodesh. How do I know that I'm making the meal because of Rosh Chodesh? Klausel Bach. The Bach says, well, I know, okay, that's not our meaning. So once again, the Rib and the Rosh hold that you're going to take a meal, which is a Rosh Chodesh meal. I'm making it on Sunday, very similar to Purim. Purim goes out on Shabbos. You can't have a Suda on Shabbos. You make it Sunday. Comes the Magen Avraham, he brings down the Bach, as we just said in the minutes, not like that. Ubisim and Top Reish Peches. What about in Hilchos Purim? Pasuk Habach, the Yindina lasses Suda Purim B'Shabbes Ayin Shom. Same idea. If it has to be Nicker, so it's not going to be Nicker. Nearly comes the Magen Avraham. What does he say? We're going to learn shortly. The Master Shelf explains what the Magen Avraham wants with the Bach. But look how the Magen Avraham ends up. Yeshem Sech Suda Shlish is Adalayu. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, make sure you Shalash Shudas. Extends into the night, eat into the night. It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. But I didn't bench yet. So I'm going to have my Shal HaShulis and it's going to extend into the night. So I have my Shal HaShulis Shabbos meal because I took a meal which normally ends at a certain time and I extended it into the night. It could be Yaitza, my Suda Rosh Chodesh at night also.
An extra kegel, no?
An extra, that's what we've always said. Have the extra kegel, right? That's where it comes from. Comes the Machzah Shekel number 6. Machzah Shekel says like this. He's explaining the Bach. The Bach says the minig is not like that. Lin Yendina Lasei Sudas Per B'Shabbos. Ratzu Leimer. Im Chal Pesvav Adar. He's quoting, is going on the hour, like a year like this year, where Tezvav Adar is on Shabbos. Mukafin Chayma. Av Shekar and Megillah. I already read the Megillah and Av Shabbos. Let's go back to the Machzah Shekel. So look at the other side. Lin Yendina. And the Machzah Shekel says it's a little steer in the Bach because the Khan Kasev over here, he writes, Lenogu came Mashma, the Menadin, Yeshus Asu, the Yamal. Mashma, the meaning is not like that. Sudas Rosh Chodesh should be on Sunday. When he quotes later on, Sudas Purim, Afilu Mizini, Yeshlaim of Shabbos, it's Mashma, Loi Mitzad Minig Bavad. He wants to know it's a Mitzad Minig because he says, Lenogu, later on it's Mashma Meyakaradin. That's really what the Magen Avraham is trying to ask when he says Ayin later on. And he brings down the end of the Masah Shekel, the Nir Ali, Ratzalayman, Loi Lishnais, Ne'a Minig, Bafo, became also Yaitz, Ledas, Yerushalmi. What does that mean? Really, you can have this Sudash Shchaydish on Shabbos. We have the Shitas Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, do it on Sunday. So we do it on Sunday. We extend the meal into the night. That is Magen Avraham Shita. Extend last night. That's why when I spoke yesterday, I said that last night you should extend not only extend, have a Malava Malka. And therefore, it will be nicker that I'm making a sudas for Shushan Purim. Just like over here they were mamshichit. You're not going to be mamshichit. At least have a suda at night, as we surely are going.
Do it during the day. It's like you do it regularly.
Sorry?
Do it during the day.
Very good. You see, you mean today?
Yeah.
Right, let's see right now. Which sefer talks about those that are in Chutz Laretz on a day like today. So there's a sefer called Ayla Shmuel. Just wanted to show you inside. You shouldn't. You should see that there are paiskim that do discuss it. And then Noel will see some chidushim together with me right now. Purim Shacharit Shabbos. I'm just reading it from the sefer. You can see it's an old print. Amos by listening to this Purim. Benaf kamina bezman hazeh. Le'insudas. If you're going to have Shushan Purim, the mitzvah nami laharbis besudu. You're supposed to have a suda. The mechaber kasa shuacher Shabbos. Chaber just says in Eretz Yisrael do it Sunday. But it says no, as we saw, it goes through the Shabbos on Shabbos. That it's Sunday. What is the halacha therefore? As he says, Bizman Azeh, when we're in Chutzlaritz, Mitzvah Lozer number 7 asks the same question. He brings down the Eilu Shmuel, because the Nafmina Gam Lididam Bizman Azeh, then you'd sue the Shaitz and Shusham Purim. The Mitzvah Nam Yafidi Marvim Sudo, Chishchal Shusham Purim, Bishabbos and Yatta Bizudashim Shabbos. He's quoting Dal Shmuel. He does discuss this. By fur, many of the places can bring down the Meshech Chachma. I learned this Meshech Chachma. I have to go last night somewhere to give someone, to speak to someone, give a little chizik. So I said, if we learn, best chizik is learning something that is not, people don't know about. So I learned this shticka with him, and I think it did give him a little chizik. I'm going to learn the Meshech Chachma inside together because it's a Meredik Meshech Chachma understanding. Not just what today means for us, was really last night, but what did Haman think when he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar? But if he knew that he died, he should have known that he was born. And if he was born, so why is the mazel not good? Comes along the Meshech Chachma and says like this. He's going to bring the Yishalmi that we learned, but he brings it in a discussion about how do we look at a day? Is a day and then night? Or the way we do it, night and then day. What happened originally in Shushan? Says the pasuk like this, as the Meshech Chachma, if you want to find the Meshech Chachma, different prints have it in different places. It's at the end, the Meshech Chachma I looked at last night, it's all the way at the end of Dvarim. In other prints, the one I had at home, it's at the end of Shmois, where he writes Megillas Esther. So if you want to see it inside, find the Meshech Chachma Megillas Esther. You talk, ki eitz ala amin, when it comes to the Gayim, mainin hayayim, Yom Belayla. They count day and then it's night. In came the Nase of Purim, which was on the 14th, rested on the 14th, Belayla Shel Akrab, and the night afterwards. That would have been if you followed the ways of the Gaim. L'chein l'mukafin. So to the Mukafin, it would have been on the 15th day. Ugzeras Haman, what was Ugzeras Haman? Was on the 13th day. That's when the girl came out. Belayla Shel Akrab. They would have killed the Jewish people on the 13th day and the night. We then, of course, rested on the because we went to war with them on the 13th. We ended the war. Now we are resting on the 14th. Rak Eitzel Dasa Yisrael. We follow the day after the night. So l'chein they sent out Tzvarim l'kayim es yimei apurim eilim bizmanehem. What does the pasuk say? L'kayim es yimei apurim eilim bizmanehem. Shel ha'yehudim shayoyim ha'yeluch achra la'yeluch. Purim is going to be Hayom Achla. So again, the Goyim follow day and then night. And that's what Haman's decree was. 13th day and the night we're going to go fight. We rested, therefore, 14th day, 14th night. Lefi their zmanim. But lefi our zmanim, the Megillah is telling us to follow night and then day. Comes the Yishalm. Let's see the Yishalm. Hey, number be Yishalm. The Sudas Purim, Shekal the Shabbos. Suda's Purim that falls out on Shabbos. When should you make the Suda? Ma'achrin b'leil shisha asr. Do it at night. Shamanucha ha'ya b'yos. That's when they rested. B'lei shayich al zeh le'yavr. We just learned before, the Ran says it's not shayich le'yavr. So l'fi the Yishalmi. So if you have a Suda's Purim that falls out on, in this case, Suda's Purim falls out on Shabbos. So when are you going to make the meal? B'leil shisha asr. Shamanucha ha'ya azba. That's when they rested. They rested at night. Let's see how he explains. Rak, let's see the next paragraph. Sheshalach migeres ha-per mashenis. They sent out another letter. Really, everything starts from the night. The Dibrei HaTzaymos. Shechaymos Esther was Laila V'yoyim. Kein Tzaymos Dibrei Kabbalah. Who? Laila V'yoyim. So, let's see over here again. Then we're going to get into Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the Meshech Chachma seem to be telling us? That when they wrote out, L'kayim Yismea per meila bizmaneyem, Chayudim, that's actually the Zman to be the Kaim, the the yontif of Purim is my name shall yudim. But what? That the day follows the night. The day follows night. Haman wants to destroy us on the 13th day and the 13th night. When did we rest? 14th night. Mukafin, 15th, and at night. So if you're going to have the meal last night, it's really originally what was the zman of the Goyim. Lefi, what they wanted and what they were going to do, it was day and then night. So going into the night or extending into the night is really remembering what actually took place Lefi, there's manim. Lefi, the way Haman looked at it. It's the way, Lefi, the way the Goyim intended what should happen. So when we are going to be resting, we're resting on what they intended, day and then night. They sent out a letter and they said, no, follow the yontif of Purim should be night and day. But Lefi, what they intent originally, what Haman wanted to do was day and then night. Lefi, the day and then the night. Last night was really an expense of the Yishalmi then. To have the suit the last night. Why should you have the suit the last night? Because that was the way they intended. Hamz Maradikau explains now, Vazel Asi Shapim, Moshe was Noilad Zayin Adar. Mar says in Saita, when was Moshe Rabbeinu born? During the day or at night? He was born at night. I don't know when he was born at night. Mar says, the whole house lit up with light. That means it was dark. And now there's light. So if the night became light, we know the Moshe was born at night. Al Karcha says the Meshe Chachma, Baleil Zayin Adar. When did he die? You know he died during the day. Because Zayin Adar. It means Sukkim, but it says Batam Amazem. Whenever it says Batam Amazem, it's during the day. He died. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu is born at night. When's he born at night? With the hour count, the way we hold, Zayin Adar. We know that's when he was born. He's born Zayin Adar. The night is Zayin Adar. Haman thought that the day follows day and then night. In Cain, according to Haman, when was Moshe Rabbeinu born? On Vav, because day and then night. Lefi umeis b'shiva. Oh, so he didn't die on the same day that he was born. Lefi Haman shita. And Haman knew, because Haman was very learned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashlim shenesh beyam shel tzadikim. He is mashlim. They die on the same day. But according to Haman, Moshe Rabbeinu did not die on the day that he was born. He was born on Vav. He died on Zayin. Oh, he didn't die on the same day. Adarabba. It's a siman ra. Yes, Shemay says, then let me go to war with them. Why not another month? He could have died any other time. He died in the same month and a day off. Oh, now that's why Haman was so happy. Until you say, Noila bizbog, who makes design? It's a siman ra. Abu Be'emes, the truth is no. Alayla was Zayin Adar. Okay, by a Muslim, spice a Kaidish, but the Ram, Ashla, the type, should not understand Shay Swell. Therefore, he says, "Ami mitachin lidroish." If you have the stibiyah and echad beivres or shinus, that's so he goes into the lidroish yomecha b'mayis abreishis shahalaylo kaidem alayim. We know that that's the way we follow lailas kaidem hayim. So the feed the meshach chachma, and if you look at the next sheet in the sefer dineim and hagei purim, this is Ramay Shishtarimov. So Ramay Shishtarimov sefer on minhagim on purim. I want to show you what he writes over here, and then we're going to have to see. So this is Lassa. What about today? I'm Sheyayaris Beretz Yisrael. The Chaim Chutzlars. The Moshe Shemach is talking to us here in Chutzlars. Bedine Purim. So we have Yudal. We did that Erev Shabbos. We call Makayin. No, you can Simcha B'Shnei Ayam. You're supposed to have Simcha in 2 days. Yedas Paiskim. Harbei U'Mekubalim. We discussed that. Menchus Lazar and the Mekubalim. Arizal. He's also going with all those Shittas that we already discussed. Yesh Noyagid. The Sadeh Sudana. Oh, last night you're supposed to have a Sudana. But Matzah Shabbat, you're supposed to have meat, wine, Sudas Purim. Very good. We're going to see. We're going to quote the Meshach Chachmasim. Yagim, and there are those that are not, but this is during Ki'ikas Mana, but Prochim B'Yamecha. There are those that have a Suda today too. Alechad, whatever your minig is, be Noyag. Abu Ba'ar is fakers. So anyway, any Sadeh, that's a Safik, you have to have anyway all the Dine Purim. So you have Dine Purim, Misholos, Misafik. You have 3 days Misafik anyway. So those cities, whether it's Faria, some of the other cities that are not sure, they have to keep all the dinam isafik. But I told you, Matanah Sabyanim is probably, they don't have to give 3 days. So this is on the top of his sefer. On the bottom of his sefer, he explains why he paskins like this. So let's see what he says. Every year, we go into the night. Why? Because what we said. So we already had a Suda Shabbos. We're not being Marach into the night because it's Shabbos. So Friday, it wouldn't have helped to be Marach into the night to remember what it was. So we have no choice. We need a Shushan Purim. That's what he's saying. Where's our Shushan Purim? Our Shushan Purim is Tezvav. We don't have a Tezvav because it's Shabbos. Bayim Barama. The Rama says, "Emels in a Yibishnei Yamim Umashma Shetezvav." There's a mitzvah Simcha. Bama Kubalam Nami Arichu B'Chavis Simcha. As we saw before, the Tikkuni Zayar. We learned that Trei Yamim the Per Yom Kipninu Vimkein Shachal Tezvav B'Shabbos. I don't have a Shushan Purim either. She'enai Nikar David LePurim. You have to do it on Sunday. So Lefira Meisher Shtarmach, he's learning like we started at the beginning of the year. If we're going to learn like in the Megillah and Rus, and if we're going to say it's fake of the Yoma, it's fake of the Yoma, maybe not. That reason, we don't need to do it today, because today's not a fake of the Yoma. But Lefi the Megillah, and the Inyan of having 2 days of Purim, where's our second day? We only had one. We can't say we extended it on a regular year. We extended to the night. Good. So last time we could have extended into the night too.
Tonight you don't extend into the night?
No. There's no reason to extend into the night. What are you extending into the night for? We already did. So therefore, he's going to. So well, and Rashi Shtabrach learns mamish like we learned. I was so happy because look what he says in the next paragraph. And what does he bring down? Al Magen Avram. That the Magen Avram says on Rosh Chodesh, what are you supposed to do? Extend into the night. And then he brings out Mashal Chachma. That's when they rested. There's no layaver. And we don't hold like that. Follow you a minute. So really, today, according to these sheetahs, you don't need to do anything. It was really last night. Because they rested on the night last night. That was when they rested. We're all the doctor Chalmakon. So he brings down over here the whole Indian of Matzah Shabbos Kaddish. I be I base the Nekutfelis Mayach leTashlumin. Have a Shulchan Leitzayis. There is Dailakai. So you can have candles today if you want. Be Adipshuta. She gives Tzedakah today too. Chalapai Shiyad Nice Lever Chalbich. Give out Tzedakah. Shanim Shanim is Manenu. The Swiss today in the Gemara's times it was Taliyin Megillah. Today it's Sudas Purim. They come to the houses, they're not really, it's very different than the times of the Gemara. In the times of the Gemara, they came to the shul for the Megillah. Now they come on our home in the house. So because the name shell of the today, Bismanenu, the old Suburim, so you should give Tzedakah today too. Okay, Shchal Berav Shabbos, this is what he writes. Roll, Linux, Sudas Purim, Pamayim. Have two meals, two Sudas Purim. You have to have a Suda today too. Yesh Bezeh Iker, Godel, Al Pisai, he brings down the other Sfaram, the Japan Heaven. The Shazmana B'Tezvav. Shazmana Tezvav. We didn't have a Tezvav. We have a Tezvav. The Suda's Purim for us is going to be today. So if you want to have a Suda today, maybe go out to eat. There's a reason why you should be doing it today, because we have to have 2 days. Where's our second day? Unless you had last night again, like the Meshul Chachma.
Right.
If you didn't have like the Meshul Chachma, you would have to do it today. So I looked at the other Svarim. Let's look at the Netai Gavriel. Netai Gavriel also says the same thing. You should make a suda today too. Small suda. You should do it even in the city, just like Yerushalayim. And he also brings down the suda to make a suda last night. Who does he quote again? He quotes my book. He brings Ruki Arachayim, which is what we learned already. He means that's Minigam Bells, Sans, and Satmar. So today, from what I believe, they are going to be all, they walk around in the Strimals and Bekishes today, because today it is the second day of Purim that needs to be said, and that's Michal. You look at Mem Zion when he says something to Suda last night, so he doesn't bring down the Meshach Chachma, he brings down the Chidah, Chal Tezbah B'Yechel Shabbos, he brings down the Paiskim that did it on Matzah Shabbos, Mishnas Yaakov, and other Paiskim too. They made sure to have a Suda last night, so once again, you didn't have last night, you can have something today. Tzav Suda, have in mind, the Yaitzah, those Sheetahs that say that today is the second day that they intended that we should celebrate. Don't have to. We don't usually need excuses, so. Interesting, Me'am Loya says that the tzedakah that you give out Shushan Purim, so if we're going to call today Shushan Purim, because it is Purim in Eretz Yisrael. As we mentioned yesterday, we always want to remember Eretz Yisrael. So Tzedakah Shneisim Tisham Purim is Chashuv Yoisim Yat Tzedakah Shneisim Biyom Yidal. Why? Lefi Sheyesh Anashim Shabiyam Purim Shtakrim. They drunk. Mavarim Lidei Mechshaylim. Tzchus HaTzedakah. The Tzchus of Tzedakah is Shneisim Maganes. So today, then they're giving the Tzedakah. Maybe they don't even know what they're doing. Today, when you're giving Tzedakah, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing when you're giving Tzedakah today. It's Maganes throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah.
We go to the go to a Maradik of Shad that always needs to be discussed. I discussed this yesterday when I spoke in the morning, but we're going to learn the another Meshach Chachma and the Ritva. Why did the Rabbanim split up the Yom Tov into 2 days? Just have one day, and not just that, it's Lysis Gaidu. We have a Gemara that says that we are not allowed to cause any machlaikis in Kal Yisrael. And whenever we split up halach, say, this, you do this today and you do this tomorrow, it just looks like agudis, agudis. We've spoken about this many times. You go to a shul, whether it's going to be sukkis, and they're taking the lulav and they're shaking it one way, you want to shake it another way. That way it's going to do. We had all these shirim already. And we've discussed what to do when you're in a shul with tefillin, on Kalamai, you with tefillin, they don't wear tefillin. When does Lysis Gaidu or not? But clearly there's a halach of Lysis Gaidu. And if there's Lysis Gaidu, why would the Rabbanan make a holiday where this Kal Yisrael split? So we've learned, I've said in the past, that some Sefer, if Purim is Kabbalah Tatayra, some Sefer says if you had it all on one day, there'd be one day no one will learn any Tayra. And you can't have Kal Yisrael set up in a way where there's no Tayra. Although people did learn, especially now, especially people are learning on Purim. But there's always that concern that everybody is going to be doing mitzvah sayyarim and there's no tire. So some say that they couldn't. We said a different reason yesterday why it's to show that we're not adding on to the tire, the Ramadan split. But it's still a problem. Like, can't go against the tire. Tire is what is guided. And the Ritva asked the question. It's not just a Ritva. It's a Gemara in Yevamos. It's strange. It's one of the very strange Gemara. The Gemara has a question, but doesn't give an answer to the question. So I want to learn quickly the Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara does discuss. Tanan also we learned over there. Megillah Nikras Becher Asa Shnei Masa Shleisha V'Arba Asa V'Chamisha Asa. Loi Pachat Loi Yose. Oh, Loi Shlakas Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean? Loi Yose is guided. Loi Sasa Gud. So the Gemara asks the question. How did the Rabbanan go ahead and give you all these days to read the Megillah? Says the Gemara, no, he holds Loi Yose is guided for something. You use it for a different drasha. You cannot go out and make a kabur. Lois Gaidu has nothing to do with agudas. Agudas says the Gemara. He says back to him, "Okay, lay makro lois gaidu. My light is gaidu. Shmami, now it's coming to teach us agudas. Agudas. The aim of the Gemara wants to know. Maybe that's all it's teaching us. How do you know it's also teaching us about a mace? Okay, lay makro lois gaidu. My lois gaidu. Shmami, now we learn out from lois gaidu not to make agudas. Agudas. The Gemara stops." Right here. It doesn't go back to answering the question. The Gemara goes then on to talking about other cases of Isham and Isil and when you split Kal Yisrael. What's the answer to this question? The Gemara just ignores answering the question. Comes the Ritva Maseftis Megillah, and the Ritva does bring down, he brings down the Gemara in Yevamos, and he says like this, I'm going to read you the bold print. Even though they're reading it earlier, there's the Gemara Maseches Yevamos says, Lysis Gaididu is going to take place when it's one Bezdin and one Bezdin is split. But if you have two different Bati Dinim, and one Bezdin says do this, and one Bezdin says do that, so Machlaikis in the Gemara between Rav and Abaya. And the Ritva therefore goes into explaining when is there Lysis Gaididu. But clearly, if you're going to hold that even Shtei Bati Dinim or two cities is Lysis Gaididu, we have a problem of why Megillah can be read on different days. And therefore, we're going to just get the Ritva goes through that whole sugya in Yevamos about Lysis Gaididu. Let's just go to the end where he gives us a clear path to understand why there is no problem of Lysis Gaididu. Reading you from the brackets, the bold print. We argue. Everybody should be doing the same thing. And they paskin against what you hold. That's Tei Tyrus. Here, everybody agrees that that was the Takana. No one's arguing. I hold that there's Yudal, there's Yudal, there's Yudal, there's Yudal, and there's Yudal. What is it going to be called Machlekes in Klal Yisrael? When there's a Machlekes in Klal Yisrael, I hold a little of one way, you do it a little bit different way. So my way's right, you're always wrong. If I wear tefillin Chalmoy, you don't wear tefillin, or the other way around, I'm right, you're wrong. Machlekes. But if I don't argue, Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim are different, and everybody agrees. No one is going to say they should be reading it on the same day. One's going to say they're reading it on the same day. Where's their agudas agudas? And therefore, the Ritva says, the Gemara doesn't have to answer the question because it's poshit that there's no agudas agudas. When is there a problem with machlokes? If you're wrong and I'm right. And we have to, whether it's tachna, we spoke about this too. Yidamin and Shulda Davin's Ashkenaz. So should you put your head down right away? Should you wait till they say it? Till after the Behurachim and do it? So there you could say, okay, my rights, it looks like my, I'm right and you're wrong. You're wrong and I'm right. Then we discuss not to do it. But if it doesn't look like you're right and I'm wrong, I agree with you. Your day is Tezvav. My day is Yudalit. I agree. Yudalit, your day is Yud Gimel. It's all, I'm not arguing on you. I'm telling you that for you, that's your day. This is my day. It's no agudis, agudis. But to go ahead and show rule one Klal Yisrael. Now we understand why we have an additional reason why we should keep today. Because if we keep, that's why they originally wanted us, everybody to keep 2 days. That's the Medrash Rus. Because they didn't want it to be Agudas, Agudas. Let everybody keep it. If you don't keep it exactly the same, fine. But at least you're going to make a Mishchavisim for today. We have an additional reason why today we should, because we're showing that we're one Klal Yisrael. We know that today is a special day. We want to participate in your day. We want to show that today is a day that you're celebrating. So today, what we should do is to show that, and that was the intent. In Hanami, it's not halachically wrong if we don't in any way have a special, we don't do something special, but we can go ahead and do agudas. Comes along the Meshech Chachma, and he says, Mare Dikib Shah. He brings this down, and he explains, that's Shah in the puzzle. Let's go all the way back to 8, on the top of the sheet. We're going to be talking about this pasuk. So they sent out all the Bedinas. What's Divrei Shalom Emes? What's Divrei Shalom and Emes? The words of Shalom and Emes? What are those words? He quotes what we just learned from the Rishonim. Let's go back. Let's go down to the bottom over here. There's no Lysis Gaidu. Zel Shama says the Meshech Chachma, the last one on the sheet. Vayishlach Svarim, Divrei Shalom. Oh, there has to be Shalom. Emes, Shekol Achar Oisek Emes. Everyone's doing the right thing. L'kayim Es Yimei HaPurim Ha'ele is Manehem, which is what the Gemara says. If you look at number 9, L'kayim Es HaPurim Bizmanehem, Zmanam Harbe, Tiknu Lahem. L'kayim Ha'inu Bizmanam Harbe, there was an original Takana many days. Oh, there's no Lysis going to do anymore. Because Lysis Gaidu brings Machlaikis, says the Pasuk, therefore, they sent out Sheva Esmer Medina, Divrei Shalom. This is Shalom, and it's Emes. It's not going to lead to Machlaikis if we can have separate days. The Iker, as we know, Kabbalah Satyr is all about Emes, and therefore, if it's all about Emes, Tyre is Emes, and the first word, Kimu Bekibla Yudim, what are they, Makabal? The Makabal Tyre Shabal Peh. Shabbal Peh is Emes. Well, if it gives me just a minute, you'll hear something Maridik about Emes. The first letter in the Aseres Hadibros is Anochi Hashem Arkach. Is the letter? Is it Aleph? That's the Aleph. Tarei Shabbat Sad. What's the first letter in Tarei Shabbal Peh? Mishnayis. Emes like Karen Hashem Abaris. Men. That's our men. What's the first letter in Gemara? Maseches Brachos. Hanoi, Hechikoy, when you're talking about reading Krishna, where did you ever speak about Krishna? Starts with a top. What word does it spell? Emes. Aleph from Anoichi, the man from Namasai, and the top from Kana Hechikoy. It spells the word Emes. The first, take the first words in the Torah. Bereshis, Bara, Elikim. Bereshis ends with a top. Bara ends with an Aleph. Elikim ends with a man. The last letters, Sight, always has to be Emes. Let's take the next three words of the Torah. If you take Bara, ends with an Aleph. Elikim ends with a man. Gracious Bar Lakim S. What is S ended? Tough. Once again, you have the word Emes. Aleph, Mem, Tough. Tyra is Emes. There's a Mayuridika Rashi. Rashi also wants to show us that everything is Tyra. Everything is Emes. What's the first Rashi in the Tyra? First Rashi in the Tyra is Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. It's his father's name. Yep. Comment that he brings down Rashi. is it says Satzalaral. What's the last Rashi in the Torah on the pot? We read about the ego, and the last letters in the Torah is Asher Shi. We learned it has to do with the ego. My Shabbat says Lainei Kol Yisrael. What is Lainei Kol Yisrael? Those are the last words of the Torah. Lainei Kol Yisrael. What does the Rashi say? Rashi says the last letter in Rashi. It's unbelievable from the Vilna Gaon. Asher Shi Barta. What's Lainei Kol Yisrael that he broke the Luchas? Yasher Kaicha Acha. Thank you, Sheshi Barta. What's the last letter in all the Rashi? Atah. So again, first letter in all the Rashis, Amar Yitzchak is an Aleph. The last letter in all the Rashis is Atah. Sheshi Barta. Okay, where's the middle Rashi? What's the middle Rashi? So Mara Zikapsha in Parashish Shmini, the Pasuk there says, what's the middle letter? The Gemara says substitution. What is the middle letter of the whole Torah? The middle word in the whole Torah? So the Gemara talks about Gachain. The word Gachain, it's in Parashish Shmini. In Parashish Shmini, you have the word Gachain. And there's a large vav. So when you look at large vav, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that the large vav is the middle letter of the Torah. Middle letter of the Torah. What does Rashi say on the word Gachain on the end of Parashas Shemini? So Rashi describes what Gachain is. Rashi says Gachain is Meyav. It means the stomach. That's what it means. The snake. The snake is crawls on its stomach. Correct. The Mefarshim, Pekne Vilagayin. Why does Rashi over here tell us what Gachain means? He could have told us what Gachain means in Bereishis, because it says the snake goes all Gachain. Rashi doesn't go out and tell us what stomach means over there. He should tell us Gachain means male. Teretz is because being that Rashi wants us to have the little mem in the middle of the Torah, because Aleph Mem Tav. So what does Rashi therefore do? On Gachain, he writes male, but starts with a mem. So we have the first Rashi, which is Amar Rav Yitzchak. We have the middle letter of the Torah, the Vav, where Rashi says male, which is our mem. The last Rashi is a tough because all is MS. We now head into the Zmanim of Yimei, Gula, Zman of Gula. We talk about MS. Tyra is MS. And we are celebrating today also Kabbalah Satyra. The Oilam can have something milkshakes today for Kabbalah Satyra. Tyra is Cholam is 40, Heslam days, 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. As we try to destroy Amalek, let us remember the Inyan of. The Torah is MS. What is the MS about it? The Olam remember. Discussed this many, many times at the number 9, which is 441. MS is 441. 441 is 441 is 9. Number which is MS. The most MS thinking number is 9, right? We can never get away from 9. Whatever number you times 9 by, you get back to 9. Any number you times 9, whatever you divide into 9, you always get back to 9, right? 9 times 2 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. 3 is 27. 2 plus 7 is 9. Whatever number you divide into 9 is also going to get you back to 9. 2 into 9 is 4.5. 4 plus 5 is 9. Can't get away from 9 at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be MS. So how many judges have to be on the Supreme Court? You need 9 judges on the Supreme Court because the world has to come to MS. If they think they're going to change it, it's not going to work. The world's not going to be able to succeed. Because you need 9. We need, when it comes to Torah, we need the number 9. That's why the Olam HaEmes. Olam HaEmes is MS. The next world is the number 9 is Shalom. I know the Olam is going to say, where did I get this from? But if you look at the Svarim that speak about numbers, the number not, if the next world is 9, because that's Emes. This world is Sheker. Sheker is 6. Shin Kuf Resh. Shin is 3. Kuf is 1. Resh is 2. That is 6. This world is 6. The next world is 9. That's why in the days of Mashiach, we're going to have 2 Yom Tov. We're going to have Purim. And we're going to also have also Hanukkah. When did the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? On the 9th day of Av. Why the 9th day of Av? Because there was no Emes in the world. In order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we need MS. If we have MS, we'll be able to rebuild the world. In the days of Mashiach, every night, because everyone's MS, there's no Leisus Gadol anymore. There's going to be only Shalom. How many candles of Hanukkah are we going to light every night of Hanukkah? 9. Why? Because it's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, both right. According to Beis Hillel, first night is 1. Shammai is 8. So we're going to have 9. Second night, 2 and 7. Third night, 3 and 6. Every night is going to be 9 candles because it's the days of MS. In the days of MS, in the number 9, what does the circle represent? Always the circle represents the world. There's the circle on the 9, it's on the top, represents the next world. 6 is this world. So when you have a 6, where's the circle on the 6? It's on the bottom. This world is Sheker. What number connects both worlds? Number 8 connects both worlds. And by connecting both worlds, we're going to connect the MS to this world. But as Bizaycha, through keeping MS in the world, and celebrating today to show that we're all MS. We agree with Eretz Yisrael. We love Eretz Yisrael. We want to be in Eretz Yisrael. Our heart is in Eretz Yisrael. Libi is in Eretz Yisrael. Our heart is in Eretz Yisrael. Today, as we celebrate Shushan Purim, which is like we mentioned yesterday, to remember Eretz Yisrael, be zaychem in Hashem to the Geula Shleima, where we can go up to Eretz Yisrael.